In front of me, I have Stephen Van Dyne. And Stephen, you are the Director General for Devolution and Territorial Relations. And you are?
Michelle Wood, and I sit on the advisory board for the Labrador region.
Okay, very good. All right. Why have you guys traveled to Maine?
Well, for us, it's really important that we have a chance to go to each of the regions across the north to hear directly from people in our communities mm-hmm. about what is important to them, about what Nutrition North is doing well, and what kinds of things that they want to see change as we develop and grow. Part of the thing that we also like to find when we go to communities are the innovative and creative things that communities are doing that they own and that, you know, is important to them, especially around traditional food use and those kinds of things as well.
Very good. And what kind of subsidies can Nunatsiavut communities receive?
So we offer two classes of subsidies. There's first class is the highest subsidy. It's about $2.50 per kilogram for the most nutritious and perishable foods, like fresh foods. And the other category we have is category two. It's for the ones that are things that are not quite as healthy but are still part of a good diet, mm-hmm. and they receive about 70 cents a kilogram.
Very good. All right. What food items, for example, are subsidized?
Things like fresh produce, milk, dairy products, sour cream cheese, breads, and meats, of course, and mm-hmm. poultry, and eggs, and many of the things that you would find in, as part of the Canada Food Guide, is the most nutritious and perishable.
Have you guys gone to any of the stores here in town to look at the prices of foods?
Yes, we've gone to three of the stores here in town,
okay.
and we've looked at the price, the quality, the availability of products that are on the shelves, and just to get a general sense of what's available.
And what have you learned by going to the stores here? What have you learned?
Well, I've learned that it costs a lot to live in a remote community. Prices are indeed high. We certainly saw elements of that in some of the other communities that we've seen across the Nutrition North catchment area. One thing that we did notice today in terms of, you know, the stores were incredibly well maintained and a nice variety of foods to choose from. The prices have been noted. Some had some good signage to indicate that prices have come down because of Nutrition North, and that was positive to see. So it's nice to see that the message is getting out there. We also saw that, you know, it still costs a lot to live in a place like Maine.
Mm-hmm. About how much percentage have there been reduction in prices here?
It turned out to be about 2.5% has come down in the last little while. In some other communities in the region, it's come down more, closer to 6%. And, you know, what that translates into in some communities within Labrador, it's about $20 on a food basket that had ranged to close to $400 mm-hmm. per month. So it's come down in some cases. And in Maine itself, it works out to be about $7 based on our calculations from a year prior.
Okay. Now that you've gone to the stores here in the community of Maine and you realize the price of food is quite a bit, do you guys have a set standard price for Nutrition North, or could you guys offer more subsidies, more reduction in prices?
Well, as Michelle said, we're here to learn and to find out what's happening. In terms of finding a magic price point, it's early days in the program and we haven't gotten mm-hmm. to that point yet. Okay. We are seeing some variety across the country in terms of remote communities that are involved in the program in terms of pricing. Some communities are faring a little bit better than Maine, and others are actually not doing as well. So there's some real variety out there. What we are hearing today in Maine, which is quite exciting, is what some of the community-based programs are doing in terms of the community freezer program. Remarkable program about people getting out on the land and bringing in some country food and sharing it in the community mm-hmm. and talking about serious issues related to food security in the community and doing something about it. Mm-hmm. The local nutritionists are also getting the word out. They're using some of the funding we didn't have before under our program to get out the message in terms of healthy lifestyles and eating mm-hmm. things with kids, elders. It's quite remarkable. Maine's a very dynamic community.
Yeah, the community health workers are doing such a good job in our communities. I'm so proud of what they do, because that's where I think a lot of the success from the program is actually showing some real benefit in looking at, you know, how do you introduce nutritious foods to youth, and, you know, how do you work with traditional foods and traditional recipes to make them as nutritious as possible, those kinds of things that they're working with. And I think because it's community-owned and it's something that responds to community want, you know, what the community would like to see, that's what makes it such a great success.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Those stories are important to take back and to share with other communities across the country that are mm-hmm. facing the same kind of issues.
Okay, very good. October 16 is World Food Day. And the food items with the prices attached was presented by Terry Audla, who is the president of ITK. Mm-hmm. You're probably familiar with him. Mm-hmm. And I went on his blog earlier today, and he went to Iqaluit, mm-hmm. Nunavut, and these are the prices of nutritious foods. For one head of cabbage, $28.54. One bag of rice, $19.29. Eight nutritional bars, $16.99. Six bottles of water, $46.99. And get this, one piece of tenderloin, $70. And packets of cherries. So would you suggest that these are nutritious foods?
Absolutely. There's lots of different nutritious foods available out there. That's mm-hmm. an interesting collection.
Right. How would you explain the prices of these nutritious foods? Are they not subsidized as well? Because I understand Nutrition North is a federal program under Canada.
That's correct.
Right?
So in terms of pricing, ultimately it's the retailer that sets the price for products that are on the shelves. We ensure that the retailer passes on the subsidy that we provide to them for the program, and they make sure that they pass it on to the customer. In terms of lots of these things, there's lots of things that go into pricing. Seasonal variety in terms of what's available in what season. Bottled water is not something we subsidize, for example. It's a heavy product, and most places the water is something that's accessible, so mm-hmm. it's not something that we pay to get airlifted in. Other items that you have here are specialized. Beef tenderloin is a wonderful cut of meat, mm-hmm. and there's other cuts of meat available out there that also have nutritional value.
Mm-hmm. Would you say then, since these are the prices of these nutritious foods in Iqaluit, would you say then these are subsidized or not?
No, I appreciate the research that he's done. The work that I would be basing my judgment on would be what we receive in terms of the prices from the retailers themselves. Mm-hmm. It's not clear what his source of information is, but mm-hmm. I do believe he's looked in and found those prices. In terms of subsidy, are those subsidized? The rice, for example, would be something on a Category 2. The bottled water would not be subsidized. The other items would receive a level of subsidy. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I understand in order to receive the subsidy, the stores have to apply for the subsidy themselves. Do you know which stores here in Nain have applied for the subsidy?
So the stores that we visited today included the Northwest Company, Big Land, and as well as Jackie's.
Yeah. Are they subsidized?
Yes. They receive the benefit of their program, which is a bit different in Labrador than other parts of the country. What happens is the major wholesalers that operate and serve this region are the ones that we enter into arrangements with, and mm-hmm. they pass the subsidy on to the retailers here in the community.
So somebody is monitoring the program then?
Yes.
Okay. Who monitors the program here on the North Coast?
So in terms of the pricing monitoring on the North Coast, we rely on individuals to bring to our attention any price variances that are out of the norm. We do rely, in terms of our enforcement mechanisms, with the wholesalers, which is who we have the arrangements with.
Okay. So, but there is somebody monitoring the subsidies on the North Coast?
The subsidies that are being received by the North Coast are being monitored through our arrangements that we have with the wholesalers.
Okay. And what have you learned as a result of those monitoring?
Well, what we've learned is things are a little bit different in Labrador than in other parts of the country in the way they organize their supply chain, and so we're learning more about that. But what we are seeing is that communities within Labrador are taking advantage of Nutrition North, mm-hmm. both in terms of the subsidy as well as the nutrition education programs, as well as the other activities that we're bringing in terms of us coming here.
Okay, very good. I think your employees are suggesting that we close now, so we'll just cut this short, and I thank you for the time to talk with me.
No,
and
thank you.
Thank you very much. It was nice meeting you guys.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to put a name to a face.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Okay, we'll talk
right.
again, I hope.
Okay, very good. We will.